This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, before we get to the callers and before we get to the ticket text, I do owe David and Kenny real quick. Kenny, week one takeaways. Please do not use the word Georgia. Nobody cares. You played Marshall. I'm happy to talk about the things that didn't happen locally because I have major thoughts on those. But go ahead, Kenny. Give me pillow fight. Oh, I'm sorry.
One of my bigger takeaways from the weekend that was the first of all, tremendous amount of glazing of Bryce Underwood on the broadcast and amongst the fan base as well. You'd act like this guy's football Jesus after week one against New Mexico. I mean, by the way, this isn't a critique against Bryce. I think he played just fine. Like, he did what I would say fans expected him to do. He made a couple of nice throws, and he routinely made decent passes. That's fine. And he didn't do anything spectacular. But also, I mean, that's what you expect out of a kid playing New Mexico in his first college start.
Any takeaway with my school, or should I just avoid this?
You're not going to like what I have to say.
No. I want you to say it.
I just want you to play a full game of football instead of a quarter or a half.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah, bravo. Yeah, no. And look, I think part of this is a theory you launched before the show. The theory is this. People's season starts Thursday. Because when the Lions are good, let me help you with what happens to college. It's whatever creative fart noise you'd like to make.
Yeah, takes a backseat.
It's a major backseat, yeah, along with the Tigers in a pennant drive. Factor it in. State's irrelevant.
Hey, look, while you were barbecuing and smoking brisket yesterday, one of us drew the short straw and had to work. And I did ask the question, hey guys, does football start for you on Thursday?
Yes.
Or were you entertained with the things that you saw this past weekend?
No.
And it was 50-50, Mike. There were people who were like you saying, you know what? It all starts Thursday with me.
Oh, no. Our first Michigan fan crying about targeting hung up. Oh dear.
I really wanted to talk to you.
I'm so bummed out. But no, why is it nothing can ever happen to Michigan without crying? Just someone explain it. Guys, it was targeting. You ear-holed a quarterback in the face. Like, oh, but it wasn't the crowd of he assassinated him. There's no world in 2025 you're going to be able to do that to a quarterback and get away with it. Right. Well, I don't like the rule. That's great. No one likes taxes.
Right. Nobody likes driving 55, but we all know that's the speed limit.
I don't understand how that became a thing. I walked in today blissfully unaware, and then Rico's like, oh, man, it's warfare out there about this targeting call. I'm like, what targeting call?
Because Sherrone Moore appealed the targeting call, and apparently the NCAA said, no, that's targeting. That's targeting. And I guess Petitti agreed with him, and he had to let
Petitti's
me know.
Petitti's a eunuch for the conference. He's got to protect Michigan.
Right. Saying,
he's one of the unsullied when it comes to these teams.
This has to be a rule that needs to be changed. He's like, so, Tony, you're anti-player safety? Like, what are we changing this rule for? Like, that was targeting. Like, as soon as the play happened and they're celebrating, I'm like, that's a penalty. That's not a fumble. That's a penalty. And sure enough, yeah. And then they got all upset. I'm like, okay, maybe I saw something different. So then they did the slow-mo. I was like, no, it's a penalty in slow-mo.
Helmet was on backwards.
I mean, if he would have gone lower, hit him in the chest, yes. You're like, you hit him in the face. Well, it was face mask to face mask. Yes, that's not allowed.
Not for a quarterback.
That is frowned upon.
Dear me. All right, David Ticketex, what do you got?
I'm not going to overreact to Bryce. He looked the part mostly. It was just refreshing to see competent forward passing and offensive play call.
Right. You have to view it. Last year, you had a Service Academy passing attack. There's a natural positive regression there where you were going to be more functional. None of that is surprising. None of it.
I feel like MSU always starts off great with their scripted drives, but once they get to the third, fourth drive and get off script, it falls off a cliff.
Well, then guess what? Well, then that coaching staff blows, okay? Fix it, win Saturday night, or move back to Oregon.
And see, that's just it. After the first half, I'm thinking to myself, they're not doing that anymore. Like, they were imposing their will, they're running the ball, they got the two Texas running backs. It's like, this could be a fun offense to watch. I'm going back to shades of, you know, the year 2021 where they ran the touchdown play a lot. I'm like, okay, Kelly is out there looking like Jaden Reed. I'm like, okay. And then the second half, just molasses. Just, what are we doing? So I agree. You play that way again against Boston College, you're going to take the L, and you're right. You're going to lose the fan base. And at that point, you'll have nobody advocating for you. And yeah.
Oh, by the way, also, super weak move giving Jay Batt the game ball. Your defense pitched a shutout and outscored your offense in the second half. How about you give it to the defense? You don't need to kiss your boss's ass, Jonathan.
Right there, Mike. That's suck up 101.
Yeah, well, I didn't like it. It was awkward.
He was there the whole game.
One of the defensive players should have stolen the ball from the AD.
Yeah, someone said
that's
says,
not your ball. That's our ball.
They say pure cringe on Ticket Text for that.
That was awful.
I didn't know he got the game ball.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the press conference.
Hey, Jay, do you need a back rub? I mean, that was the only thing lacking from the video. Your defense pitched a shutout. They outscored your bum-ass offense. 2-0. Give them the ball.
Yeah. Van Summeren showed up.
You want to kiss the ass of your AD? Go play golf with him. David, go ahead.
If Jonathan Smith can't beat BC this Saturday, then I'm out on this jaded sport for the rest of
gone.
The season.
Fired in and, season. And I mean,
he has to give him the game ball, Mike. That's called job security.
He doesn't have to give him the game ball.
David, look, when you know your job's on the line, you go and buy donuts for the office.
Hey, we won, J-Bat. We won.
Did you see that we won? We outscored them. That's good, right? That's good. You like that?
Win Saturday night, or I want Morris Watts named interim head coach. Oh. I've had enough. We'll get to the calls momentarily. 248-539. I quit. 248-539.
Indiana game.
97-97. What was it? David Harris, the running back from St. Louis.
Yes. Look at you.
Did he get kicked out of school for weed? What was it? There were problems. David Richard.
David Richard.
Yes, not the CBS fantasy analyst.
He was David Richard. And boy, talk about just wasted talent. I thought that kid was going first round.
Uh-oh. We'll get to the people next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.